Gordon Hayward is the greatest player of all time.
Gordon Hayward, H2O, the man himself, is the greatest player of all time.
Competition? There is no competition.
Hey everyone, my name is Ian Taylor, and I welcome you to Argument Avenue. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the Boston Celtics, what free agency move they have made, and what else they can make to make the team even better. We're also going to be talking about other teams, what other moves they have made to either hurt or benefit the Celtics, in my opinion. First off, follow us on Instagram at Argument Avenue, all lowercase, Argument Avenue, no space at all. Alright, so to begin, we're going to begin with Kemba Walker. Kemba Walker is such a great point guard. He only averaged one less assist than Kyrie did this past season. I think it's a great pickup, but it also kind of scares me because now we really don't have the beneficial big man we could get, because I know we were targeting Nikolai Vucevic from Orlando Magic, which he re-signed to Orlando, which is okay. So we ended up getting Kemba. My other problem, really, is that Kemba Walker is trying to become the leader as well, which is what we've seen before in Kyrie. And it didn't really work out. Hopefully Kemba notices that the team doesn't really need a leader. It just needs everyone to play together and play smart and just be a team and not have a leader to look up at somebody. Which I don't believe the Celtics really need that. And they don't need to look up to anybody. Hopefully Kemba notices that. Or if the team does start looking up to somebody, I hope it is Kemba. Because Kemba is such a great leader. He led the Celtics even though they didn't really go anywhere. Definitely didn't go to the playoffs. But, I mean, it's Kemba Walker. I think he's going to be doing great. Overall, I think it was a great free agency pick. He did get his max contract, which is what he deserves. I think Kemba Walker is going to be great for us. It does still scare me, though. But we'll just have to see how it goes. Our next pick was Enes Kanter. However he pronounces his name. So that was a great pickup at the center position. However, I think we could have gotten a better center, in my opinion. He has a great post game, great defense, very, very physical, a physical big man that we actually really needed. And I feel like he's going to fit that position really well. Now, his pick and roll is phenomenal. Everything about Kanter is what we really needed as a big man. We also picked up Daniel Theis, which is also good. He's played for us before last year, and I believe the year before that. So I believe that's a good. I'm glad that he came back. Glad he's a good pick and roller. He doesn't really have a shot. But that's okay. Big man aren't really supposed to. He's good defensively. I'm glad that he came back, honestly. Now, we're going to talk about one guy in particular here. Al Horford. How dare you go to your kryptonite? Really, like, not your kryptonite, but you go into the 76ers. You went to the guy that cannot score on you. You just opened up a whole new lane for Joel Embiid. And that's terrible. That is terrible on you. I am very disappointed. Now, I do hope that Al Horford becomes a better player over at the 76ers. I do think it's a great fit for them. But just the fact of him leaving us to go to our rival is very upsetting. But, you know, I hope he flourishes. Hope he does good. We traded over Aron Baynes to the Suns. I really don't like that. But I think it'll be okay. I think Aron Baynes will flourish at the Suns, even though they're not even going to get out of the, like, ninth seed. Like, they'll be lucky if they get the ninth seed again, or to even get up there, honestly. Because it's the Suns. I mean, yeah, you got Dario Saric. You got Aaron Baines now. DeAndre Ayton. Devin Booker. They just picked up Ricky Rubio, which is really nice. They really needed a point guard. I don't think Ricky Rubio is the best for that. But, I mean, who wants to go to the Suns, honestly? Now we're really going to talk about the big problem. It's not going to be a problem this year, but it's going to be a problem in the 2020-2021 season. The Nets. Kyrie, good riddance, went to the Nets. KD went there too. Not surprising. They've been talking about team it up for however long. We don't even know, but we can tell they've been talking about teaming up for a while. And then they added DeAndre Jordan, which, you know, one bad season, I think DeAndre Jordan, one bad season at the Knicks / Mavs. You know, he's going to flourish at the Nets. I think he's going to be phenomenal with Kyrie and KD on his team. But he's not going to get the ball like Kyrie. How many times did he get the ball to Al Horford? Like, besides a fast break. Yeah, come on. DeAndre Jordan's not going to get the ball a lot. There's no problem. Kyrie is going to try to score everything. Maybe kick it out to Joe Harris. Maybe kick it out to whoever else is on that team. I don't even know. I mean, because Nets weren't a factor until this year. And then now they're a bigger factor, but not as big as they will be next year. So, the Nets are a huge problem. Kyrie, KD, DeAndre Jordan. They won't be a huge, huge problem until next year. Honestly, in my opinion. I think this year is a good chance for the Celtics to go out there, get that ring, if Kawhi Leonard gets out of the East. I don't want Kawhi in the East. Kawhi is a huge, scary factor that you can't read him. He has no emotion, no social media, nothing. I mean, you can't read him. It's insane. And we don't know where he's going to go. He's taking his time. He's thinking about everything. It's all about trust. If he is in the East, Kawhi is going to get his third ring. Third ring, third finals MVP trophy. Kawhi Leonard is a scary factor. That is all the time I have. Remember, follow us on Instagram at Argument Avenue, all lowercase, no spaces. Follow me on Instagram at i.taylor, i.taylor, all lowercase, no spaces. Thank y'all, and enjoy the show.
This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system. Announce...
I couldn't get a bill paid. You couldn't buy the real thing. I was staying up at your place, trying to figure out the whole thing. I saw people doing things, almost gave up on the music thing. But we all so spoiled now, more life, more everything. Must have never had your phone tap, all that yapping on the phone shit. You must really love the road life, all that never coming home shit. Free smoke, free smoke, ayy. Free smoke, free smoke, ayy. Free smoke, free smoke, ayy. Don Rosé toes, hit it.
Yo.
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 Y'all know if Jay gonna do it?
No idea. I don't know if he'll work or not.
Nah, he was asking $10 just a second ago, so I don't know.
Man, so I guess let's go ahead and get right into it, man. How y'all feel about this offseason? How's it going so far?
It's predictable and unpredictable at times.
Expand on that.
Like, I guess, I don't know. Let me think. It was predictable nobody was going to go to the Knicks. And, like, it was predictable that Kyrie wasn't gonna resign, anything like that. It's been a lot of unexpected stuff happen. Like with the Pacers, how they picking up a lot of pieces and New York signing everybody for no reason. It's
boy. Mm-hmm. Boy, mm-hmm. Man, they literally getting, I don't understand what type of team they trying to have, because it don't even make sense. The pieces that they putting together, bro. I don't know what they trying to do.
And they giving out like kind of a lot of money to like,
yeah. That's why I told y'all I'm finna go up there and see if I can give me $1 million contract, bro.
they just offering that money. Mm-hmm. I also like how the Jazz. Like I didn't think they were gonna actually make a lot of moves.
Man, I feel like yeah. Mike Conley is really finna thrive on that roster, bro. In my opinion, I feel like Mike Conley really gonna thrive on that team, bro.
Yeah, I didn't think they was gonna make a lot of moves. Neither did I think the Pacers were. And the Suns moving kind of in the right direction. Kind of.
Kind of. Not really.
Kind of. You know they missed out on the opportunity to get Kyrie Irving like 2 years ago?
Who, the Suns?
The Suns. They didn't want to give up Josh Jackson and somebody else. Boy. And so they didn't get the trade Kyrie, and now they're traded Josh Jackson for Kyle Korver.
Speaking of Josh Jackson, I don't know if y'all like it, but I kind of like what the Grizzlies doing with Josh Jackson, Jaren Jackson, Ja Morant. I feel like they can be decent in the future.
I don't even know who on their team, honestly, other than them three. I don't know the surrounding pieces.
They got shucks. They got
Andre Iguodala.
He's on the way out of there. He's sitting right at the exit. And nigga not going to be there for long.
They're not going to buy out his contract. They're looking to trade him.
It's kind of smart.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder where he going. I don't see him going to the Lakers, though. I don't see it.
No. Why? No. Oh, Roger.
I don't see him going to the Lakers.
Unless they trade him.
Who does the Lakers have to trade? Exactly. Nobody. I don't see him going. Wait.
You talk about Andre Iguodala going to the Lakers.
Yeah, they have nobody to trade.
They just signed Jared Dudley. Boy. Ship them on now.
They have nobody to trade, so. I like that my Rockets are pursuing them, though.
Ooh. Andre? Oh, yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be nice.
Yeah. That'll replace how they messed up with Trevor Ariza. That's kind of a filling spot.
Man, they need to get that cancer out they city. Boy, I'm talking Chris Paul, man. They're going to get him out. Boy, I don't know who they're going to. Dang, let me think. Who can they give him to?
Ain't nobody going to take him alone, so we got to offer Clint. We got to offer Clint.
Ship him to the Knicks? I guarantee you the Knicks will trade for him. I guarantee you.
We literally can't get nothing in return for Chris Paul.
They could try to give him to the Heat. The Heat would probably trade for him. Trade Goran Dragic and some picks or something.
Like, they'll pick him up. They just don't want to pick his contract up alone. That's the problem.
I mean, I feel like they'll, since they just signed Jimmy Butler, they'll probably want Jimmy Butler and CP3 on the same team for at least 3 years, 2 or 3 years.
But they're gonna try to keep their young core, though. They ain't trying to lose their young core.
They ain't got no young core no more. Ooh, Justice Winslow.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Where everybody come? Justice
Winslow. And Bam, they still got Bam.
Yeah, they do.
I forgot about him.
I think they got. He just left to the Sixers.
I think the Kings gonna be nice too. The Kings making moves.
Man, they get a big man, bro. They gonna be set for the future.
They got Marvin. What you mean a big man?
Boy, Marvin can't play no defense. And that nigga a big man version of Devin Booker. Boy, he cannot play no defense. They ain't got no center though. They just lost Willie Cauley-Stein.
To the Warriors. Got Marvin. I just told you.
He a power forward.
Man, he can slide to that five.
Marvin Bagley ain't got no post move, neither. Ooh wee.
Wait, the Marcus Cousins was glad
you told me. Hit you with that sweaty head roll, boy.
I don't even see who would pick up the Marcus at this point.
You trying to get back on them Kings?
He need to.
I don't know. Unless he's taking a minimum, that vet minimum, I couldn't pick DeMarcus up.
I don't think he's going to take a minimum again.
Who, DeMarcus? Oh, no.
Yeah.
He messed himself up, man.
I think he's looking for money now.
He should have worried about getting healthy instead of worried about chasing that ring he didn't get.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Boy, that's so tough, man.
It is.
So tough.
Trying to sneak him one in, boy.
Hey, matter of fact, never mind. I ain't going to say it. We won't pick him up neither. Nope.
That would be a good pickup for y'all. That would be a good pickup for y'all.
Man. Because, you know, we ain't a winning team right now, so he's going to try to finesse us out of a big contract. We're not going. Yep. That's what I'm saying. You better take that veteran minimum and get out my office.
Come on, Kobe White, Zach LaVine, Love Lowry.
We got Mr. Foul Prone.
Boy,
he a good if he can stop fouling, yeah, but he is a good defender.
He gonna be at the four. He ain't got to worry about getting posted up. He gonna be straight.
Dude, we just got some power forward. Hey, what's his name? Luke sucks. Let me look it up real quick.
Luke Babbitt.
No, sir. yeah, white boy. I don't know, let me see. Look, something. I like the moves the Chicago Bulls made. This like we filled out our bench,
man,
or our team. Period.
I don't know nothing about the Bulls.
Man, yo, all right, we got Thaddeus Young, we got Thomas Stronowski, boy.
I like Thomas and Thad.
That's what I'm saying. We made some good moves, man. Go on now.
Yeah, I like Thaddeus.
Oh, I'm trying to see what this man's name is.
Where y'all think the Warriors gonna get him? Get out of D'Lo.
Oh boy. You talking about trade-wise or like performance-wise?
I said they keep him for the whole season. I honestly think they will.
Nah.
They'll keep him for a season, but once Klay Thompson comes back, they're going to
trade. No, because Klay not going to be back at the trade deadline.
Wait. So, no, wait. They did a sign and trade, so how much did he sign for?
Just he got his money. Like, he got his full contract. Yeah, he got his max.
So he done for 5 years. Ooh.
I think it's four.
I think it is four.
Four? I thought.
I think so. 4 and 140.
Sheesh. Yeah, they gonna keep him. They gonna keep him the whole season. This first season, they gonna keep him. Just to get a playoff run in.
I don't see that working, bro. Cause you know how D-Lo. I don't think D-Lo and Steph could play together.
Man, Steph adaptable. Steph ain't gotta have the ball.
Boy. The whole team revolving around Steph.
Yeah, but he don't have to have the ball though.
He gets from everybody.
Yeah, I feel like that'll work because right. The Warriors offense don't have a ball dominant person. So I feel like that will work.
But I mean D-Lo thrive more in the pick and roll though. I guess they kind of. I don't know, man. I don't even know who owns the Warriors right now besides Kevin Looney, and Draymond Green, and Steph. Luke Kornet, that's his name. Luke Kornet.
They're trying to sign and trade Quinn Cook right now.
So trade them where? I don't understand why the Nets agreed to sign and trade Kevin Durant. I still don't, cause it was just player for player. Like there was no extra pieces or anything, and Kevin was already finna sign it.
I think they had to do it for the money.
Man, I don't know.
Speaking of the money line,
y'all think somebody gonna try to pick Kevin Love up off of Cleveland? No. He signed a contract last season.
I hope
he signed a 5-year deal.
I honestly hope that they somehow get him on the Rockets, but I want to see Kevin Love with James Harden.
Yeah, but Rockets ain't got no, they ain't got no money or no trade value.
Oh, they got money.
They don't have money. They broke.
It's all on Chris Paul's contract.
It is. It is, bro. I don't know why they took that trade, bro. We almost lost Clint because of that, bro. We barely got Clint, bro. Like, barely.
Boy, man. Y'all need to figure out somewhere to ship Chris Paul off. I don't see that working this year either.
It's not gonna work.
And then that y'all would pick the time to have issues when the Warriors when the West is wide open right now.
Man, the problem is Mike D'Antoni. Mike D'Antoni and James Harden can't be on the same roster. It's just not gonna work.
Mike D'Antoni, he got the best game plan, but he can't adjust his game plan.
Him and James Harden don't coexist, bro.
Look at his past teams. They always do cold till they get in the playoffs, and then they can't finish.
James Harden don't play defense and won't play defense, and Mike D'Antoni's not going to enforce playing defense. So this is not going to work.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, man.
Mike D'Antoni is always, every time we coach, but he always have a wonderful regular season. Then we get all the teams he's coached, they never do well in the playoffs.
Regular season don't matter, bro.
The Knicks, the Suns, the Rockets.
I'm telling you, he don't enforce defense, bro. He got to come on with that.
He just can't get it done, man.
Where y'all got the Celtics seed in next year? Or next season?
Fifth.
Maybe. Oh, no. That's too low. I get them third.
I'd say fourth or fifth.
I got Philly. I forgot about that. If Kawhi leave Toronto, I got Philly number one, Bucks number two, Celtics in Brooklyn.
What? You got the Celtics over Indiana?
Yeah, I do. I kind of want to put Indiana over Brooklyn.
Give me the Celtics starting five right now.
Kemba, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. And they just got to fill another two spots, really.
They ain't even got their starting five correct.
Yeah, but
right, they're gonna have to put Aaron Baines right there.
Aaron Baines gone.
Ooh, so who the
Aaron Baines?
Oh my goodness. What, Daniel Theis?
I think he gone too. Or they resigned him.
He just resigned for what, 2 years?
Yeah.
I don't see that getting no third seed, but unless they just coming in this season clicking on all cylinders.
We got a nice catcher and Tuckerfall.
I forgot they got my boy Ernest.
Sound like he'll say a nice catcher, boy.
That's his name.
Ernest, boy.
Ernest Cantor, boy.
Yeah, I got them third, bro.
Don't need to be no starter, though.
Man, Ernest gets buckets, bro. Don't do that. He ain't gonna hold no defense. But he gonna get buckets.
So sad. Hey, what we're not talking about, though, bro, we need to talk about the Trailblazers. I feel like the Trailblazers is going to be slept on, bro. They got Jusuf Nurkić and they got Whiteside.
That's not going to work.
Yes, it is. Nurkić
out. You can't start both of them.
He's still out.
Oh, Hassan coming off.
He hurt.
Boy, Whiteside is not going to come off no bench.
Who we going to?
Come on, bro.
After the season,
you must not know OG Terry Stotts.
Boy,
you gonna put Whiteside in his place.
Whiteside is not coming off no bench.
They'll slap that stick on him and ship him out, boy. He's crazy.
Just Nurkić is ill, so he's gonna be starting the first half of the season.
He just broke his leg. That's a couple months.
Oh no, that's more than a couple.
No, it ain't. That's like 6 months. That's not a whole season.
Nah,
or a whole year. He's gonna be back playing at least by All-Star weekend.
He's not just finna jump. He's not finna jump in the starting lineup, Nate.
No. I'm saying that he's not playing at all.
You know what happened last time that happened?
He'd be out for at least half a season.
You know what happened last time that happened?
Oh, you talking about Mr. H2O himself.
That 18-5.
You know how that goes.
Gordon Hayward is. If Gordon Hayward makes All Star year again, man, I'm gonna look for the pocket as well. I don't know what's going on. It must be a slow year that year.
So who?
It takes a while to come.
Who y'all think the Lakers are gonna fill the rest of their roster out with?
They need shooters.
If they don't get
Rondo, I hope they bring Rondo back. I want them to bring Rondo back.
Man,
I like Rondo.
I do too. Rondo one of my all time favorites, but I just don't him on that. I don't know, bro.
Man, him and LeBron the same team, bro. You know how much IQ is on that team.
It is, bro. You know how many broke jump shots is gonna be up.
FBI.
That's the problem,
defense
bro.
Wins championships.
No free throw wins championships, bro.
They
that's what I've been waiting to the, for them to try to go out and get.
Man, I'm telling y'all right now. If Kawhi signed to the Lakers, Danny Green finna be right on them coattails, boy.
That's
I'm
what I've
telling
been
you right now.
I've been saying that they should go after Danny Green. Like before the season's even over, I was saying that they should try to get Danny.
Man, I feel like they need to get Kyle Korver too.
Man, Kyle Korver is useless in the playoffs though.
Man, all you need is to get LeBron there. He'll do the rest. You know this.
He useless in the playoffs, bro. He can't get his shot off and he can't hold nobody when it comes to playoff time.
Woo, boy. If LeBron get in the playoffs this year, it's over with.
It is.
All you need to do is get there.
I'm telling you,
matter of fact, I think when LeBron would be in the final, he'd have been in the finals this year.
Yeah.
If he had, hold on. Who was
it? They would have beat everybody with a healthy team that ran through the West.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, because I know the Warriors was hurt, but I'm trying to figure out like which side they would have been on.
Don't even matter.
They'd have beat the Trailblazers. I don't know if they'd have beat the Nuggets, though.
Man, boy, that was out of there. If the two-man army could beat the Trailblazers, I know what's the name, Will.
Hey, but LeBron missed out on another finals appearance. Because I know they went for to beat the I don't know if they would have beat the Raptors or not. Kyle get the shaking in his boots when he hear that name, but Well, that'd have been tough.
I feel like the Raptors are going to go into rebuilding mode if they lose Kawhi Leonard.
I told y'all before, if Kawhi Leonard signs somewhere else, Kyle Lowry going to be the first one to get shipped off, boy.
Oh, yeah. They're going to go to rebuilding.
They're going to build around Pascal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. More than likely. They probably going to try to turn him into like a point forward type.
Probably. I feel like he could be dominant. He works some more. He could be dominant.
Man, he two dimensional. He either shooting the three or at the rim. Ain't no in between.
Man, you hating, boy. You hating because he done took you one Kyle spot.
That's not hate. That's not hating, bro. He's two dimensional, bro.
He can't even shoot the three half the time.
Hey, y'all get off Spicy P now.
He gotta work on that game in between the three and the rim. He gotta get something in between there.
Yeah, man. Don't make me revert back to H2O, bro. Come on now. I need to get his man his props.
I like Pascal. He just gotta get something in between the three and the rim.
He hit a move so clean in the playoffs, bro. I was like, oh my. He was dribbling like he was Kyrie. He hit this straight bottom of the net. I was like, oh my.
He can become a point forward if you just work at it.
Yeah.
You just develop some moves and develop a jumper.
Yeah, I think Terry Rozier going to do something with his team.
What team he go to?
Hornets.
58 million.
Well, ain't nobody on the team. What you mean? Ain't nobody on the team right now.
Like, but is he gonna like prove himself? To, like, cause you know, he's been saying that he deserve a starting spot.
I feel like he should have went to a better team, not just take some. Cause Frank Kaminsky finna leave. Jeremy Lamb finna leave.
Who? Frank on the Pacers. I want to say. Yeah,
I mean, so he ain't gonna have nothing. The Hornets already proved they don't know how to build around somebody. So I mean, that's it. Looks like he was just looking for the money.
Yeah, basically.
I don't know what he was thinking. he walked into an empty gym.
I mean, I don't think it was his choice. It was a three-team thing. So I don't really think it was his choice.
No, he didn't get traded. Did he?
But that didn't happen. They said they were going to, but that
it was
didn't
a
happen.
Three. three-team deal, though, so I don't know how, like, what all went involved.
Now, so what? So in my opinion, it seemed like what happened was Kimba signed with the Celtics, and then Terry Rozier was like, "All right, bet, I'm finna go with it. I know ain't no point guard that." So
it could have been one of those little sign and trade things, because like I saw it like on Bleacher Report or something. It was a three team deal.
That's what that was what it was rumored to be, but it didn't end up that way.
Man, boy, can we talk about Mr. Derrick Rose, please? But I'm frustrated with him.
What's wrong with the Pistons? Pistons, yeah. Right? Pistons, they made the playoffs. The Pistons made the playoffs.
I don't care what they did. What is Derrick Rose in on the Pistons for?
What do you mean, bro? Help out Reggie.
That's a good fit.
Help out who?
Reggie.
Jackson.
Jack, yeah.
Who was Reggie Bullock?
Dude on the Lakers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he was on Lakers. I think he signed to the Bucks.
Rich Jackson got the start position. Him, Luke Kennard.
I don't know if he's gonna start though. Nah, I don't think he's gonna take Reggie's
Blake
spot.
Griffin. No. Derek don't need to start. He the bench energy you need. If he starts, that's too much pressure on his knees, man. He can't handle that. But coming off the bench, oh yeah, he give you 18, 16, one of them.
Reggie Jackson gets hurt.
Reggie always hurt. Reggie always hurt.
They better put Ish Smith in there, boy. They don't need to put Derek in there.
Third string point guard.
They better put Ish Smith in there.
I feel like Blake needs to get out of there, though.
But Blake ain't got no. He injury prone. Everybody on the Clippers that the primetime Clippers was injury prone.
Yeah,
that's why they could never do it.
He needed to get out of there before his prime is like before he start taking that mellow route.
But that man is 35 years old. 33.
Who was you talking about? Blake Griffin, like 29.
Man, I don't believe it.
Blake Griffin is 20. He 29.
He was drafted in 2009. He was drafted in 2009, but he moved like he's 35.
Nah, bro. He expanded his game, bro.
That's because he's getting old. He ain't as athletic no more.
He can't help out a team.
He got to be able to shoot because he can't get up that no more.
Nah, you don't lose bounce, cause it's still there.
Boy, you crazy,
Vince himself. Come on now,
man, Blake Griffin ain't got no more cartilage in his knees. Well, he can't bounce nowhere no more. And this is last season, I think.
Yeah, I wonder how could the Thunder get some more pieces.
Man, they need to find a coach first of all.
The trade deadline. I think they're gonna make a move before the trade deadline.
They need to fire Billy Donovan. He's not doing a good job with the team.
He don't have nobody on the team to do a good job. He don't have options.
There need to be somebody to put Russell Westbrook in check.
Man,
you don't have no options. Whenever Russell Westbrook dominating the whole team.
That's Paul George's squad. That offense going through Paul George now. We've seen that.
Russell at the two. Like, what's the name? Start.
They need to try to trade.
Too scared, boy.
They need to try to trade. What's the name? Dennis. Ooh. And get somebody, bro.
They got Dennis.
They need somebody that can shoot. They have nobody that can shoot.
I mean, I'm saying I don't see who they can trade for him and get like quality pieces back.
Somebody.
They got Dennis Schroeder and Andre and what's his name?
Nobody finna pick up Andre. Ain't no way.
I forgot he's still on the team.
Dennis Schroeder and Steven Adams on the three block right now.
That's the second team I want to see Kevin Love go to. I want to see Kevin Love and Steven Adams.
I like Steven Adams, nice, bro. I really do. But he in a situation where they ain't got nobody, so they have to. He the next best option to get traded from to bring in somebody. Yeah.
Man, they don't need to trade Steven unless they bring in a player like. Let me think.
They don't need no like. They can get some. They can find. You can find a center in the NBA. They can rebound and play defense and catch lobs. That's not hard.
Steven Adams is he more than that. I just can't explain it. But Steven Adams is a good beast. He's
got some post score moves. He just don't have a jumper to do in the post fade.
Steven Adams do no jumping.
He got a floater. He got a floater.
Big man package.
Nice.
I saw that. You're
boy.
like he can be replaced. So I mean, that's why they ain't really tripping about.
Yeah, anybody can be replaced, really.
No, centers can be replaced because I mean, any center that's gonna get drafted is gonna be athletic, so they can catch lobs, rebound, and defend. That's all they have to do.
I don't see Steven Adams on another team though, unless he goes to the Jazz. I kind of always want to see Steven Adams on the Jazz.
Well, with Rudy Gobert there, it's gonna be in the way.
I'm saying trade.
Rudy Gobert. They love Rudy, but I ain't giving him up.
No, they're not.
What
about the 76ers?
I like what they're doing. They just they trying to stack their first five like the Warriors.
And what happened to the Warriors, man? You already know Joel getting hurt. So yeah. you gotta prepare for that.
Golly, I don't know what I like what they doing, but they not even concerned about the bench at the moment.
And TJ McConnell just left. So ain't nobody on the bench right now.
Yep, he went to the Pacers. They have nobody on the bench. Like they ain't even concerned about it at all. I told y'all it was a bad trade. Trading Jimmy for Dario and Robert. I told y'all that was a bad trade.
Bad trade for who?
Philly.
Are Dario on the Suns now? Is Robert still on the?
He got one more. He got one more year on this contract.
Minnesota.
Oh, he even there.
That was a dumb trade.
Didn't Wesley Matthews went somewhere?
Bucks.
Ooh,
I would like a nice pickup. I would like to see Robert on the Bucks. That would be nice.
Robert Covington.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They think they slick, bro. They making Giannis into LeBron, bro. That's what they trying to do.
I mean, you might as well.
Bro, that's what they doing, bro.
I want Giannis to actually come back next year. Like with a shot, bro.
Like he don't shooting need like no shot, yes, bro. He, no, he was, don't, bro. Dude, that's like saying
the Raptors shut this man down just by putting a wall.
No, bro. They did not shut him down, bro. His players stopped making shots, bro. That's what
exactly,
it was.
Exactly. So if Giannis able to make his shots, then they got to focus on him.
He don't make his shot. What you mean, bro?
He does not make his 3-pointers. No, he don't.
He don't need to be a 3-point shooter, bro.
He need to be. Man,
he don't need.
Yes, he do. No, he got to be able to do everything.
No, bro. That's like saying Shaq needed a 3-point. No,
man. What?
No,
I ain't saying nothing about Shaq.
He's an unstoppable force, bro. He don't need a jump shot, bro. That's not his arsenal, bro. That's not what he like to do, bro.
Man,
a mid range, you can say that he don't need a three, bro.
Oh, he's mid range straight. What you mean?
He don't need a mid range, bro. I mean, he don't need a three, bro.
Yes, he do.
If he get a three, bro, he gonna start taking more and more threes, bro.
He gonna be unstoppable.
No, bro.
How you gonna? So, all right. So you tell me how you gonna stop somebody that could take off at the 3-point? Start they.
You can't stop him now. What do you mean,
yes, you
bro?
Can. No, so how the Raptors not,
bro? Nope. You seen that bounce in? Come on now. You Man. Seen that bounce, bro?
They put a wall. Y'all just saw the bust
that
bounce,
bro.
Turn the ball over.
Unless you Steven Adams and put an elbow into his chest, you would not stop him.
Yeah, I just need to get him a three. It can't hurt. It can't hurt.
It's not going to hurt, bro, but if he get a three, bro, he going to shoot more and more threes, bro.
He going to be even more unstoppable putting up 50 points per game. Come on now.
They trying to turn him into LeBron, bro. They think this is the new improved Cavaliers, bro. That's all it is, bro.
That sounds good to me. That sounds like a ring. At least one.
That's all it is, the new improved Cavaliers.
You built around his slashing and his mid-range because you got Chris Middleton, Eric Bledsoe, Brooke Lopez.
They signed Chris Middleton back to man, they finna be. So the Milwaukee starting lineup look like it's finna be Eric Bledsoe, Wesley Matthews, Chris Middleton,
Giannis, and Brooke.
Four.
Giannis the fourth.
Came back. Oh, yeah, they got Robin. They got Robin.
Robin asked
him to do. Sleep.
He finna
boy,
do the
you
same.
Sleep. Yeah, Robin a decent piece to have on the bench. You crazy.
I seen Robin play for y'all, boy. I seen Robin throw throw the ball to the other team. Just gave the ball away. I said, oh, no.
You tripped, bro. You gotta look at
no,
like, look,
sir.
Actually look at multiple games. But Robin,
I seen all I need to see.
see, I used to be saying the same. I used to be like, Robin, sorry, but then when as I watch more games, bro, he a decent piece.
Oh, sir,
when that man hit that mid range shot, oh, you get 2 inches off the
boy.
Ground.
Oh, I seen this man airball threes and everything. Yes, no, man, sir.
I said nothing about threes. I said mid range. I don't know what he's doing out there.
I think he'd be a good piece off the bench, though.
I'm telling you. Bro, they...
But it's,
they brought George Hill back, too.
Like, I thought they cut
George Hill.
Yeah, they cut him, and then Malcolm Brogdon left. They had to bring him back.
Yeah. I was really surprised that Malcolm left. Like, that really surprised me.
Yeah.
It was a sign of trade. I don't think he had anything to do with that.
You said it was a sign of trade?
I think. Yeah, I don't think he had anything to do with that.
Well, I mean, Malcolm Brogdon is kind of injury prone, but kind of not. But, I mean, they need to be getting that man Pau Gasol off their roster.
On me.
He ain't played none this year. They had to pay that man.
And a toe injury, didn't he?
Oh, my goodness. Sound like Kevin Love, boy. Out for the season with a thumb injury.
What you think the Cavaliers going to do with Colin Sexton?
Only thing I can see them doing is have Colin play the two. That's the only thing I can see them have. I don't understand why they got another point guard.
Because nobody had faith in Colin.
That just seems like you just picking people there. I mean, if you ain't gonna be like at least give your pick that you made more time, or I mean, because y'all not in no situation.
I told you that, bro. When players come from college, bro, and they don't be completely ready, bro, that's what's gonna happen every
that's
single
on the,
time,
that's
bro.
On the, that's on the organization. That's
but
not
that's
on
the
player
because it's gonna give him a bad name. He on a short leash, bro. And like if you mess up with one
that's
team, you're not gonna have.
How you go? You can't commit. You can't commit to a draft pick and not. I mean, you're not
I told
a contender
you that,
or whatever. That's on the organization. That's
what I was telling you about, bro. Players that come and not be ready, bro, it's gonna cost them if they don't play like they supposed to.
I was saying if you don't feel like they're ready, then you should have them in the G League. Not. I mean, they ain't put Colin Sexton in the G League.
Yeah, I know.
So that implies that they have faith in them, but I mean,
nah,
they just
boy, all the reports of them veterans saying they don't know they can even play basketball.
That's the veterans. I'm talking about the front office. I'm not talking
of
about.
Of course,
J.R.
they don't.
Smith.
They draft.
Who care what man? Who
they
care
draft.
What J.R.
I mean,
Smith
they draft another point guard for a reason, bro. All right,
I gotta hit on the road.
All right, bro.
All right, man. Who care what J.R. Smith got to say, bro? I wish J.R. Smith would say something, bro.
I was trying to tell you that, bro. In the NBA, you own a short lease, bro. You gotta do something, bro.
That don't make sense to me. Because if I'm running the front office and I'm not winning games and I got young pieces on my team, I'm not just finna give up on them. Like
tell them that's how year. I go, bro.
No, that's not every organization. Though. That's bad.
Yes,
bro. That's bad.
That's how the NBA is today. Because if they draft you in the first 10 picks, bro, they you to come be ready, bro.
No. Well, yes. Okay. Yeah, first 10 picks. Okay, yeah.
They want you to come be ready.
I was going to bring up Danny Ainge, the way how he treated Terry Rozier. Like, everybody used to be asking for Terry Rozier, but he, like, Danny Ainge, they never give up on him because he knew Terry Rozier had room to grow. And then, what, 2 years ago? Was it 2 years ago or last year? Was it last year when Terry Rozier went off in the playoffs?
Yeah, that was last
Whatever.
Year.
Scared Terry, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just saying, like, not every organization just give up on their young talent quick.
But Terry Rozier, he wasn't the top pick, was he? Like, top 10?
No, that's why I was saying you said top 10. So, I agree with that. It's too much. I disagree with all the pressure they be putting. Like, I don't even like the –
Because they
like
come out
they
in
drafted,
1 year, bro.
I don't agree with when they get drafted, then they automatically give them a player comparison, and they ain't even played in one game in the league. Eh?
I'm telling that's how it is in the league. I'm telling you, bro. It's you on a short leash when you come in top 10 and you don't do nothing, bro. Oh, you a bust immediately. No matter what you do down the line, you a bust. It don't even matter, bro.
Man, Kwame, I'm telling you, bro. Well, Kwame Brown wasn't even that bad, man.
Harris like 17-9, I want to say.
Yeah, I was going to say, on the, what was that, on the Lakers, I think. He was bad on the Wizards, though. I think he was on the team with the Lakers. I don't remember.
Man, I feel like they're going to trade one Colin, though. I think they're just going to get him out of there.
You said Kyle?
Colin.
Oh.
I mean, because you can't start both of them, bro. I mean, you can, but you're not going to win because, I mean, they just going to be too small.
I mean, but the players they have on their team, I mean, I like Seti Osman.
Yeah, I like Seti. I still got Jordan.
I don't like Jordan. Jordan Clarkson done went all the way down here. But I don't – Larry Nance is pretty decent, but I think he hurt right now.
Yeah, I didn't see him play towards the end of the season.
But now nah, I don't – Jordan Clarkson done took the J.R. Smith route. All right.
You see Melo getting picked up?
Picked up by who?
I feel like somebody gonna pick him. Somebody will.
Oh, I thought you said he got picked up.
I feel like somebody gonna pick him up. I feel like he can play with Atlanta.
He already got something. He got a job by Atlanta.
Oh yeah, I remember. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Went to a couple different teams. They got him out of there like before he could even put on a jersey. Well, Atlanta, he was on the Bulls for a little bit.
he messed himself up, boy. Like, no, well, the teams he wanted to go to messed him up, basically.
Nah, you right. He messed himself up by re-signing with the Knicks in 2015. Nah, forget that.
The teams he chose to go to messed him up.
Wooda, so you mean to tell me right now, if he would have signed to the Bulls in 2015, we wouldn't have a ring?
Yeah, come on now. Y'all did something.
What? We had D-Rose. D-Rose was healthy at that point in time. That's when LeBron beat us 4-2 in the second round. When he hit that game winner over Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, that one was pretty.
So we had D-Rose, we had Jimmy Butler, we had Pau Gasol. We had Joakim Noah. All we needed was a three. Luol was, yeah, we had Luol, but he could have came off the bench, man. We had Taj Gibson, stick, man.
Melo, he was just hoping for too much out of them two teams. Like, yeah.
And that was prime time Melo, too. Man.
He messed himself up, boy. Boy, he got to go to, like a team that actually runs an offense. Like, he has to have a role on the team. He's not just going – he got to have more than just sit in the corner and be ready to shoot. Like, he got to get some type of involvement.
I don't know what team he can be on besides – nah. I would say the Lakers, but the way that the Lakers going right now, like, I know they ain't got their whole team, but I feel like they finna just be running and gunning.
Yeah, they are. Gonna try to at least.
Shoot,
boy. I mean, but Melo will be – if they get Melo Kawhi, too. He'll be a huge help off the bench, though. Like a real big help. Yeah.
He was a huge help off the bench on the Rockets. They just blamed him.
But the Rockets, they blamed him, but it was just bad for him. Like, it was.
Because he a mid range shooter, boy. Mid range dead eye. Man,
I know the Spurs wouldn't pick him up, but that'd be good. They got Rudy, though. They got.
Speaking of the Spurs, I think the Marcus need to go to the Spurs.
Yeah,
I think Papa had DeMarcus right. Saw some other moves beside that sweaty headband roll. Boy, I'm telling you,
it's like five people that still ain't like big phrases. They ain't really signed, and it's like Marcus, Kawhi, Danny.
Kawhi was supposed to make his decision yesterday. That nigga tripping.
Everybody waiting on him, bro.
Boy, niggas finna stop caring. That nigga on his decision to go unnoticed.
Boy. Right, he just gonna pop up. He gonna be on when the season start.
We just gonna be putting those shots in the gym. I'm like, nigga, what you doing? Boy.
I hope so we stay in Toronto, though.
I was just going to ask you, so you hope we going to stay in the Raptors?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the league is kind of balanced or somewhat, bro. It's multiple teams that can win now.
I understand what you're saying, but I don't know, bro. I just don't want them to be on the Raptors, bro. And his only other option right now is the Lakers, so, man, I guess.
That's not his only option, bro. He
narrowed his options down to Lakers. Because after you ruled out a team, they'd be like, they spin up their cap. So, he could go to the Clippers. I don't think they.
Yeah, they still got money.
Oh, no. No, they don't.
Yeah,
they just gave Pat Bev that big contract.
It ain't that big. They gave him three years, $40 million. I mean, they still got money.
Oh, was it $40 million? I don't know why I read $140 million.
No. Hell no. That was a 3-year $40 million. Actually, it might have been $30 million, actually. 3 or $30 million. Well, yeah, they still got room, but man.
I mean, that's the only option, man. I guess you might as well return to the Raptors.
Because
I would like to see that, but
the league would be kind of balanced, bro.
Oh, no, not the West. I was just telling, you know,
the West would be balanced, bro.
Mooder, I was just telling Jay the other day, LeBron is a genius, bro. he went to the West, and now the East getting all cold, bro. He's making the West the East now. Now he's finna run the West, bro. It's gonna
be balanced, bro. Cause he's just not gonna push over the Warriors. He's just not gonna push over the Thunder or the Trail. But he's just not gonna push them over, bro.
Water. He got Anthony Davis on his team.
Anthony Davis injury prone, bro.
He's finna murder everybody in the West. You already can't stop LeBron by himself. Now you got, my goodness, nobody is stopping the Lakers in the West, bro.
It just depends on who they get around them, bro.
No, it don't, bro.
Yes, it do, bro.
What we seen in 2018, he let a team scrub to the finals, bro. He is unstoppable.
Bro, it's balanced, though, bro. You can't say who gonna win what, bro, if Kawhi's playing Toronto, bro.
Who has been more unstoppable in the history of the NBA besides LeBron James?
That's not what I'm saying, bro.
I'm just asking the question.
The talent is spread out now, bro. It's spread out.
It's spread out. The East is.
The West is spread out. What you mean,
man?
What team, bro?
Everybody is injured in the West right now, bro.
Right, the season ain't even started yet, bro. They got plenty of time to get healthy.
LeBron finna dominate the West.
He not finna just roll over the Nuggets, bro. He not finna roll over Denver, bro. No, he not, bro.
What they gonna do to him?
He not just finna sweep through the whole West. That's not gonna happen, bro. All
right, finna see. You finna see.
But if he get Kawhi, bro, they just gonna, like I said, they will go 82-0 if they wanted to.
Man, they finna bulldoze the West regardless. Right. That's all. Oh my, all they need is LeBron and AD.
They not gonna do, bro. The league will be balanced if Kawhi goes somewhere else other than the Lakers, bro.
Man. I mean, okay. But yeah, the East will be balanced.
Tell me how the West is not balanced, bro.
Bro, okay, what other team besides the Lakers is going? Well, I mean, what team is going to stop the Lakers?
No, that's not what I'm saying. Who's going to stop the Lakers?
What are you talking about? You just said LeBron by himself could have beat the Lakers. Could have beat the Nuggets.
But they still got talent, bro. They still got talent, bro.
I'm telling you, bro.
You still got the Denver. You still got the Trailblazers.
Trailblazers.
They got Whiteside. Come on now.
They can't stop LeBron though.
That's what they got White, bro. I'm not worried. You on a whole different topic.
LeBron, man, no team is stopping LeBron and AD in the playoffs. I'm telling you this.
On the West. And this
in the West,
they not finna just roll through the playoffs, bro. They not finna sweep everybody, bro.
You right? They gentlemen. They gentlemen.
They gonna shut all that down when it comes to the East, though, bro.
Okay. It depend on who they feel like they roster with, but I can agree with you with that for now.
It's over.
It depend on who you got coming out the East.
I don't know. But right now. It's too many teams, bro. That's what I'm saying.
Just make a guess. Say Kawhi go back to the Raptors. And yeah, just say Kawhi go back to the Raptors. Who you got coming out the East?
Shit, I would like to say Philly, but I know they're not gonna come through.
They ain't got no. I'm telling you, Joel gonna be hurt. They gonna show up for a little bit. If Philly improved their bench, yes, they'll definitely.
They necessarily ain't gotta have a bench. They could play like they have. They play the Warriors, where two stars always on the court.
But they not the Warriors though. They ain't got the shooting like that.
No, I'm saying the two stars always on the court at one time.
In my opinion, they should have got a point guard.
I guess they probably just weighed both options. Ben Simmons
getting that fourth quarter, boy, he is useless. Useless.
I guess they weighed the options on the best power forwards and the best point guard to see which Ben was gonna play.
I don't even know who so. They starting lineup is who?
They got Ben. Who are they two guard? I can't even remember.
Josh Richardson.
Yeah, Josh Richardson, Tobias, Al, and Joel.
I guess. I think Al need to come off the bench.
No, sir. I'm need him in the game.
He going to be in the game.
Ain't nothing.
You got to have somebody off your bench. You can't just.
Ain't nothing coming at that rim with Al in that game. Al and Joel. Oh no, you got to work for them too. Oh no, that's gonna be a killer, bro.
Man, that's gonna be a killer in the regular season.
Now who
they ain't stop? Got no long term vision.
Now who gonna stop Joel now, bro? Al Horford.
Said what?
Who gonna stop Joel?
The injury bug.
What?
Boy. It get him every time, boy. Boy, Joel Embiid the Ofer against the injury, boy.
Now Al Horford was the Joel stopper.
Man, Joel Embiid is the best center in the league, in my opinion, if he can stay healthy.
I can agree.
I like Nikola Jokic, but he not better than Joel when he healthy.
It just depends on what you like.
Joel can do everything, especially he brings so much energy to his team.
But Joel, he shy away from contact though all the time. Like he don't like using his size.
Because then he gonna break.
he consistently settle for a jump shot when he does not have to. Bro. It'd be killing me too, bro. I'd be like,
boy,
dude.
I remember when he was going through that slump, boy. He couldn't shoot that Trayvon slump.
I'm like, bro, get your hand on that block, bro.
But I feel like if they get them a decent little bench, bro, they can dominate the East this year.
When you got this mission, I'm plugging.
They'll definitely.
I'm talking Christy. Go ahead.
But definitely, they'll be a better matchup for the Raptors if Kawhi stays. It'll be a better matchup with the Raptors.
They will run through the East, bro.
If they get a bench though, because you know the Raptors,
they gonna play it like they play the Warriors play it, bro.
Boy, Freddie coming that game splashing like he did this year.
I know. Hey, better watch out. Ben gonna be up. They running that buff lineup, bro.
Well, Freddie underrated. Boy. He coming. He really the reason the Raptors was winning, man. He came off the bench splashing.
They got that buff lineup going on, bro.
The finals, bro. He hit. Who was it? Quinn Cook. He hit Quinn Cook with that hard stop. Where Quinn Cook kept going.
They running a straight buff lineup, boy. They not playing no games.
They
better fill out their bench with something, bro. Something.
I mean, it's plenty of pieces still left in free agency.
They gotta do something, bro. Least they can do is go get Danny Green. That's the least they can do.
Oh no! Danny Green ain't not going. boy, he is on Kawhi coattails. Wherever Kawhi goes, Danny Green on the coattails. Danny Green smart, boy. He know what he doing.
So how you feeling about the Pelicans, bro? Where do you think they're going to be?
They're going to be nice. Oh, what they're going to be this year?
Yeah.
I say if they don't make the playoffs, they're going to barely miss the playoffs.
I say
8th to 9th seed.
I got them winning like 40 games, bro. That's about it.
40? I mean, you know they just picked up Derek Favors too, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they finna be pretty decent.
Ain't
they got too many.
If ain't they, nobody can stay healthy, bro.
Sure, don't need to shoot. They run the straight fast breaks. Boy, let Lonzo and Zion get on that fast break. It's over with. That's all they need. They got defense too.
Yeah, I don't know how they going how they starting lineup gonna be though.
Oh, so let Brandon Ingram shoot them.
what's the lineup they gonna run?
I don't mean. I guess Lonzo. I don't even know who all they on their team. They got. Oh, they still got Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Lonzo, Drew, Brandon, Zion, Derek, I guess.
So you gonna play Zion at the four?
You got too big to be playing the three. That nigga almost 300 pounds.
Wait, he's so short, though, brother.
Sucks. Put him at that four, boy. He's too big to be running the three.
Right, he's too short to be at the four, though, brother. That, that's
his knees breaking down.
I feel like he's too short to be at the four, bro. That's just
If he put his body on somebody, I know that. They gonna feel him.
They probably gonna lose weight more than likely. I gonna have.
Oh yeah. Them NBA facilities. Oh yeah, he finna put some work in. He already though. It's not like he big, but he. It's muscle. I don't know how he gonna lose weight. But
I think people got him as they think he gonna do more than what he really gonna do.
He need to change that jump shot. I'll tell you that much. But that muscle so ugly. It look like a slingshot. The way he be shooting. But, and he left handed, so it look even uglier too.
I feel like he's not gonna be.
He gonna be a nice athletic finisher. I'm not gonna say he gonna be like a superstar, but he gonna be a nice piece.
Yeah, people. I don't know. They need to get
especially that. When he got a good. Well, he got two good playmakers on his team.
They need to get that LeBron comparison out the damn window. That shit is all the way out the window.
I say he more like a Charles Barkley, in my opinion.
I see a damn Blake Griffin.
Blake.
Mm-hmm.
He can do more than Blake.
Man, hell no.
When Blake first came in the league, he was just dunking.
I'm
bro.
Talking about now, Blake.
Oh,
he gonna be that type of player.
I guess so. I mean he can't shoot like Blake though. Blake can shoot pretty good, no?
And he shoot a lot, man.
But I mean Zion can play make too.
I don't know.
Don't sleep on it now. Zion can play make.
It's the difference between throwing a couple good passes and being an actual playmaker. It's a difference.
Well, let me rephrase, Zion can throw a good couple passes though. Let's just sleep. Don't be surprised when
he's a weird player though, bro. He a weird player, like how his body frame is.
His shot just terrible to me. They got hoo-wee, I don't know who's gonna be. So they need to try to get Danny Green and Kyle Korver.
Who got a lot more developments to do though, bro?
Zion?
Yeah, and he
like what?
His game is based off his athleticism. Like he don't have like any like moves. Yeah, he just jump over.
Oh, he'll learn so. I guess we did make a little podcast on the draft. But how you think RJ Barrett finna do? I feel like he finna be cold.
Oh yeah. He'll score. Yeah, he had a natural score.
I know I was saying speaking down on the Knicks, but I think him and Julius Randle would be nice together. I don't know who else they got on that team. They got Why the Knicks sign Bobby Portis, Taj Gibson, and Julius?
I don't
understand.
Makes no sense, bro.
It makes no sense whatsoever. Oh, and we ain't talking about the Hawks, but the Hawks gonna be so. Man, the Hawks gonna be so nice.
Hawks are already one of my favorite teams to watch this year.
I don't know who their center is though. I think
it's Alex Lynn and Dwayne Dedman. But I don't know if they just resigned Dwayne.
They traded him. For some, I think he's on the Nets now. Well, I'm glad they picked up DeAndre Hunter.
They picked up a forward, didn't they?
A four?
A forward, yeah. That Hunter dude. That Hunter, ain't he a forward?
Oh, DeAndre Hunter? Yeah, he's a small forward. I mean, I guess he could play the four. Like, but they got, I mean, they got John Collins now. Don't sleep.
Oh, yeah, I like John.
Oh, yeah, he's nice.
Yeah, I like what they're doing over there, boy.
I like Trae Young, man. They got a nice little squad over there. I'm liking all the young teams in the NBA period besides the Suns. I don't know about the Suns.
Man, I don't know what
they got to show me something, but
I mean, they went out and picked Ricky Rubio.
I kind of like what they're doing right now because they got Ricky Rubio, Devin Booker. I don't know who they three right now. And they got Dario Saric and then DeAndre Ayton. Yeah. I mean, that's decent, but they got to show me something.
They got to do something, boy. They got to do something to at least try to keep
Devin.
Yeah.
They better show some effort because Devin be out that door.
I was really surprised he re-signed for that much.
Yeah. Oh, you talking about it. That was 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah, he went here and got that. That was last year.
I guarantee you they do like they did this year. Request the trade instantly, boy. He gonna say, I wanna go to LA. Watch. Everybody trying to go to LA.
He went and got his money out the way early, boy. Real early. He ain't getting no 2 year, no three. He went and got that five out the way.
They had to. The man was dropping what, 70 points? Mm-hmm. They had to pay that man.
I wish John Morant didn't go to Memphis. I wish he went to like
Chicago,
some other team, bro. Some, I don't know, bro. I don't like Memphis, bro.
I don't either, but I'm still tripping at how ain't no team that was projected to get the top five pick got in the top two.
I don't know why everybody had the Knicks as this whole plan.
I've been trying to tell this, bro. I've been trying to say this, like. Everybody was talking about Zion going to the Knicks. I'm like, well, it's a lottery draft. It's not. Boy, it's not like, just how can set off.
How can you even do a mock draft for the first lottery, like the lottery picks, if they all have the same chance of getting the pick? Like, how can
exactly?
You... that was confusing to me. Boy, I was like, how y'all think the Knicks gonna get Zion, KD, Kevin Durant, all these, like, where all this come from?
Well, what was that picture? One said strike one, strike two, strike three. They ain't getting man one of them, boy.
Like, where did all this come from is what I want to know.
Man, but the NBA really rigged that draft for the Lakers, bro. If the Lakers didn't get that fourth pick, they would not have Anthony Davis right now. Boy, ain't
that's
that so
crazy, bro.
I was with Cam when we was watching the draft. The Lakers was supposed to get, like, 12th pick or something. When they ain't called the Lakers name, I was like, watch them get first pick or something. Watch them get a top five pick. Boy, I knew it. I just had a feeling they was finna get first pick. I was finna be so heated. Boy.
Man. You think the Lakers gonna keep Cal Kuzma?
Oh, yeah. Hey, like, that's another thing. Like, going back to what I was saying, how some organizations don't give up on their young players. Like, they wasn't letting Kyle Kuzma go.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean,
that's smart. That was smart on their part.
Yeah.
But like, he wasn't a one and done player, though. He got in the league. He was seasoned. Yeah.
That's what I was saying, bro. Players that go all 4 years.
But at the same time, you gotta realize that don't work for everybody. Like, if they stay all 4 years, they still not where they need to be.
Be a lot of players be trying to hurry and come to the league and be messing themselves up, bro.
That is true. That's true.
That's a lot of them, bro. Like, Colin Sexton wouldn't even be in this predicament if you'd have just stayed in college. And he could have came to the draft this year, bro.
I feel like instead of going to the draft, he should have transferred colleges. But I don't know.
It's going to be even... It's going to be even worse when they change the age requirement to get to the draft. It's going to be even worse.
They're supposed to do that next year or in 2 years. I don't remember.
That's going to be even worse. Oh,
they doing that the year LeBron's son is supposed to be a senior.
It's going to be the worst thing, bro. It's going to be so many players going to the draft that ain't going to be ready. Like, if you come out, if you think you brave enough to come to the league right out of high school, bro, you better be ready to ball, bro. You have no G League, no nothing. You got to be ready, bro. That's how I feel about it. If you think you can just come straight out of high school, like, you better be, your game better be A1. Like, you better be coming in doing what you're supposed to do. Because you're going to be on a really short list, boy. Short leash.
Yeah.
And like most players, I ain't going to say most of them, but a lot of them that's going to declare, they're not even going to get picked up over the people that actually went to college.
We'll be in that same boat with old LeAngelo, boy.
Well, that's crazy,
last
boy.
Last year draft, boy, he had that commercial come out, boy. Didn't even get drafted. Boy, that was so tough. He had a commercial with Trae Young talking about the draft. He didn't even get drafted.
Crazy, but oh man, I don't like the one and done, bro. Everybody ain't built for it, man.
I say it has its benefits, but it has its downfalls too.
I don't like that, bro. I should like the WNBA draft, boy. They got boy, it's only 30.
Don't you ever say that, man. It's only 36
people per round.
We're not talking about the WNBA. 36 per round.
That means if you enter that draft, you know you ready. Only the ones ready enter the draft, bro.
Man, we are not talking about no WNBA.
That don't make no sense, bro. How many players? Like the dude from Duke, Trayvon Duval, bro. This boy didn't do anything in college his first year, bro. And
I forgot he went to the draft. He wasn't even.
Boy,
he didn't even get whatsoever.
Exactly.
Oh, he didn't even get picked up, did he?
He got a 2-way deal, luckily, from the Bucks. Luckily, he got that.
Because I remember talking to me and Jay was talking about that last year. Like, why did he go to the draft?
Everybody does it, bro. I don't know why. Like, they be so ready to, like, get a check, and it don't even be worth it at the time.
Man. I'm glad Trey Jones went back to
He was not going to make it in the league. He might not. I don't even know if he would get picked up in the league.
They finna have a nice squad next year, though. Duke.
Man, like Marvin Bagley, I wish he would have stayed another year because he didn't do nothing his first year in the league. He didn't do nothing spectacular.
What's he on Duke? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, he was on Duke with Wendell.
Mm-hmm.
Take my boy Sean, man.
He didn't do nothing in his first year. Like, man, why come and you're not ready, bro? Like, I would want to be the best. They got that clout.
They trying to take advantage.
I would want to be the best as I could be coming into the draft, bro. Like Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield could have left college a long time before he did, bro.
Where you go? Ohio State?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma State.
And was getting money. Yeah, Oklahoma. He was getting money. And he stayed all 4 years, bro.
Man. Like,
this college segment in a bad predicament, bro.
I tell you who nice, bro. We need to have a system like that, dog, on EuroLeague, boy. Man, Luka Doncic, boy, that's the truth. I've been trying to tell you. Me personally,
I cannot draft nobody from overseas. That's just me personally, bro. It's the too many flukes that got drafted, bro.
I tried to tell you 2 years ago, man. He was the truth.
You
want to believe me?
Me personally, I cannot draft nobody from overseas. I can't. Not with no top 10 pick. No, sirree.
It's been too many good overseas players.
It's been too many sorry ones too. Darko.
Exactly. That's the only one you can name. Darko. That's the only one you can name, man.
My boy Prione. Come on now.
Who?
Prione. That old dude. And the boy came in the league about 38 years old. And was a rookie.
That's a difference, man. That's
overseas, bro. I can't do it, bro.
What about my man Andrea Bargnani? Come on now, Ersin Ilyasova. Come on,
man.
Now.
Later, Andre didn't even last in the league. He back overseas.
What? He was a boy when he was on the Raptors. Come on now.
Me personally, I can't do it.
So you're going to be missing out.
I would be missing out, bro. So if you had a pick
in that draft and Luka Doncic was on the board, you would have passed on him?
I would have passed.
Oh, my goodness, boy.
I promise you I would have,
I've been trying to tell you he was the truth.
I can't, bro.
This man was going to be an all-star his first season.
I couldn't, bro. It's just been too many Darko Milicic, bro. I'm not
going to. No, it has not. I promise it's been more successful than not.
No, sir. No, sir.
You only named me two. I gave you 4-5.
No, sir. Boy, all them foreign players have been garbage, bro. No, sir.
Garbage? Ersin Ilyasova, garbage?
Man, come on now, bro.
What? You tripping?
Come on, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
If he didn't have a jump shot, where would he be?
It don't matter. You got a jump shot. We're not playing the what if game, man. We're not playing the what if game.
Exactly.
He do got a jump shot, so that's all that matters.
Out of a job, boy. That's where he would be.
Man, you tripping.
Like I said, I can't draft no foreign player.
Take the whiskey, Kristaps Porzingis. Come on, man.
I would pass on him. I couldn't, bro.
What?
I couldn't.
Oh, my God.
Darko just done ruined it for me, boy. He done ruined it.
You talking about one player, sir, man. You got to look at the track record.
No, sir. Fact,
if you want to be technical, Darko the reason this has got the ring. If they would have drafted old Melo, I'm telling you.
You crazy. That had about 4 or 5 rings.
Boy, they would have had no 4 or 5 rings.
You better
have 4 or 5 trips to the house.
What not? Darko came averaging 2 points, 1 rebound. Melo came in.
Melo getting drafted to a defensive plus team to do what? Play defense.
Score the ball. What you mean? Darko just had to sit the bench, bro. He just had to ride the team playing, bro.
See, that's what you missing.
That boy sat at the end of the bench every game. Got
to bring energy. Got to get them claps in. Make sure your claps are straight.
Man couldn't even break overall 70 on 2K. My man at a 69, bro. He couldn't even get 70.
Well, you looking at the physical aspect. We talking about the emotional and mental.
Sir.
Man, you crazy. Man, if you ever see Ben Wallace, you ask him what impact did Darko have on the team. He'll speak very highly of him, I promise.
He gonna ask you, who is that? That's what he gonna ask you.
No, he not, dude. See, you tripping.
That boy was in and out that team. Boy, got there and was out of it as soon as he got there.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even believe I'm hearing this. This is blasphemous. Boy, no.
Oof.
Oh, man.
What's today? You think Kawhi gonna make a decision by the end of the week?
Oh, boy. Like I said, he gonna show up at their team and just be putting up shots. He's trying to make it as quiet as possible. I feel like he really want to go to the Lakers, but he ain't trying to get hated by the Raptors. That's what it is. I feel like that's what it is. But he might go back to the Raptors though.
Man, he don't. I feel like he think he had to do too much on that team. I think that's what it is.
You said what?
He feel like he had to do too much on that team.
On the Raptors.
Yeah, he did have to do a lot.
Yep, he had to do everything besides, you know, his right hand.
I mean, he had help.
And Freddie.
I mean, he had help, but I don't know. He ain't got no other coach.
But now that we had this podcast, you kind of did change my mind. I kind of do want to see Kawhi back on the Raptors so everything can be balanced. Because if he go back, you know, you don't know who finna win the championship this year.
I promise you I don't. I guess it's NBA back like it should have been. Two stars per team.
Man, it's gonna be like I just like competition. Period, though. So I think I'd rather them go back to the Raptors.
But Philly, they stacked though.
I was just trying to get rid of all the bandwagoners. You know, the bandwagon ain't in here yet. But you know,
Philly still stacked though.
If they get them a bench, I would like to see Philly versus Raptors again.
They don't even need a whole bench.
They need two, three
people off the bench.
At least
they need
one person, man. They better sign Lou Will or something, or get them.
They actually need a point guard. Really,
that's what I'm saying.
They need a point guard.
All right, what do we got? We got to end this, man. My phone on 1%, dog. All
right, bro.
All right, man.
What's good? What's good? What's good? If you like the podcast, bro, head over to Instagram. Follow us at Argument Avenue. We do reports. We do rumors. We keep y'all up to date with NBA news, basically, on the page. We'll keep y'all up to date with the podcast, everything. Just go over there. Follow us on that. Like the podcast. Applaud the podcast, whatever you're listening to it on, whether it's Spotify or Google Podcasts, whatever you're listening to it on, man, just leave a like. And you can even text us personally, tell us how much you're enjoying the podcast or what we should do better in the podcast. So, you know, just give us feedback because we're doing this for y'all. So, yeah, do that, man. And just, you know, keep coming back for us, man. We're trying to build something, you know. We enjoy doing this for y'all, and we hope y'all enjoy listening to it. So, yeah, that's it for me, man. Peace.